Open thou the door.
George Davis is a member of the local spiritual assembly Baha'is of Rockford. Davis says the Baha'i National Spiritual Assembly offered guidance for both COVID-19 precautions and handling the death of George Floyd. He says the organization has focused on making sure the community is safe from the coronavirus by following regulations put in place by state and health officials.
We've continued to have daily devotionals that are offered on Zoom for anyone who wants to participate.
He says this new way of coming together is beneficial.
I would say that in many ways, our interactions and our connections have increased and deepened.
Scott Hodge is the lead pastor of the Orchard Community in Aurora. He says he thinks his congregation is adapting well to worshiping during COVID-19. Hodge says Zoom is used for weekly fellowship, but they use the church online platform for its services.
The first week we did it, someone sent me a text of someone from our church, and they were telling me how much they loved having the ability to fast forward through the church service. And so I figured out really quickly how to shut that off so they can't do it.
Hodge says the technology is great and the flow of the service is the same.
It feels very similar to what our gathering in person would be. You know, we start off with a welcome and how to log in, and we do a call to worship, we do some music, we do some prayers.
Davis says the Baha'i members are receiving the same musical experience they did before COVID-19.
Yeah, you know, the Baha'i faith is very much focused on the spiritual richness of all of the arts and expressions.
Davis suggests that technology has allowed the continuation of the 19-day feast. This gathering happens every 19 days. He shares the importance of this meeting.
For prayer and for reflection, and really also for conversation about the concerns that are on the minds and hearts of the Baha'i community.
Outside of COVID-19, race relations are high on that list of concerns. He says the death of George Floyd has put an urgency on the need for these conversations.
You know, the Baha'i teachings are very clear that both Black and white Americans in this country have a direct responsibility for addressing the conflicts that come up with regard to race, but our responsibilities are different.
Davis is African American. He says his community should see themselves as contributors and not victims. Hodge is white. He is also having conversations with his parishioners about racism. Hodge says it's been the topic of his last two sermons. He talks about the first being Pentecost Sunday.
And, you know, the whole emphasis is on the Holy Spirit. And there's this the Hebrew word and the Greek word for spirit is the word breath, or to breathe. And I shared that and I talked about this word, to breathe and breath. And I paused and I said, like, I can't breathe.
He explains that our breath is a gift from God.
And to take that breath from another life is to take a piece of God.
Hodge says he understands things are complicated.
But God forbid that paralyzes us and keeps us from standing up for and standing alongside our Black brothers and sisters right now.
Hodge has a coffee shop and event venue called Society 57. This is the same place church services are held. It's located in downtown Aurora, where a recent protest against police brutality turned into looting. He says he felt so many emotions. He's not only a pastor, but a shop owner who had to protect his business.
I felt it all. I felt sadness. I felt anger. I felt joy watching people come together.
Both Davis and Hodge say they are hopeful about the conditions of this country. They also say, although they are able to communicate with their members digitally, nothing will ever take the place of face-to-face human connection. I'm Yvonne Booz.
I want to encourage you to trust God like never before. And to